Welcome to BizBuzz, a weekly roundtable forum designed to introduce you to small business owners throughout the community. BizBuzz hopes to shine a light on the people behind the business, what makes them tick, how they got where they are, and what drives them each and every day.
Hello, happy summer is here.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm back.
You are.
Barry is back. Barry is back on Biz the Buzz. BizBuzz. Is that what this is called, the
this
show?
I forgot. Buzz.
You've been here.
On MRC.
WMRC, Station of the Year.
Radio Station of the Year.
In Milford, Massachusetts.
In Milford.
All right. I am in Milford now.
Despite us, the Radio Station of the Year.
Despite our efforts, it's still a very good radio station.
I didn't know I was in the company of such celebrities here.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's on the other side of the glass.
We had nothing to do with it. Once again, I hope everybody's having a wonderful summer. I was away for a couple of weeks and still trying to figure out where I am. So I did want to mention next Wednesday, July 24th, is our next chamber event. Wednesday, July 24th, business after hours, 5 o'clock at the Guru Bar and Grill in Franklin. Fabulous Indian cuisine.
It is.
Yeah, you and I have both been there.
We've been there, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Not awesome food.
On date, but we were there.
Clarify that.
Started.
All right, we are here now. I want to get right into this.
On
with the show. This guy's a pilot. We're going to talk about that, too. I thought that was really cool. Tom Crossley, brand new member of the chamber, Fair Oaks Consulting. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well, thanks.
All right. You're very patient listening to our little chatter.
And Lock the door.
And I just thought it'd be great to have you on. Again, welcome to the chamber, of course, and welcome to the Mac community and WMRC.
Well, I went to the one event several weeks ago and
right.
met a bunch of the members. Yeah. What a great group. Had a great time.
Very welcoming group.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah. You especially. You're a star ambassador. So you grew up in Foxborough, so you're a local guy.
I did. I grew up in Foxborough and spent my first 17 years there before I moved out. Went to see the world and came back about 10 years ago and decided this was home and this was the place to settle again.
Now, it says here you lived in Singapore.
I did for a while, yes. I was.
Was that because you wanted to or because
they
made you
yes,
stay?
Yes, combination. I wanted to go there. I was working for GE at the time.
Okay.
And I got to do quite a bit of traveling with GE and one of the places was Singapore and it was a great experience. I'd go back there in a heartbeat.
That is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice. Hot.
Yeah.
Almost as hot as this.
Almost as hot as here. Now, you went to UMass, and so that's how you got into the whole industrial engineering, I see?
I started off in engineering, actually.
Right.
I did what most of the engineers did, is train for 4 years to be an engineer and then never worked a day in my life as an engineer.
You didn't like that.
No, it's not that I didn't like it.
Okay.
It's, college is a good place to learn how to learn. And that's what I did. And so I had dual degrees, industrial engineering, operations research.
Oh, wow.
And, I minored in industrial psychology, which, is another whole field in and of itself. But I got out and got into a management program with GE, and that was kind of it.
That's when you were in Singapore, and then you didn't come back stateside.
I was probably in a dozen states or so in the U.S.
Oh, wow, you've been all over the place.
In Singapore, and then afterwards I was in Puerto Rico for a couple of years.
Oh, beautiful.
And back up to Virginia, and then it was time to come home. So here I am.
And so where do you live now?
I live in Foxborough again.
Oh, you went back to home?
Back
home.
To Foxborough,
back to your roots.
Not the family house, but back to Foxborough again.
Now, you did have time, I don't know, you were all over the place, but you did have time to have a son.
I sure did.
He's an older guy now?
He's a great kid. Just got his MBA.
Nice.
And very proud of him. His name's Adam, and he's just taken a job with UTC out in Connecticut. So.
Oh, very good. So he's around.
Yep. Yeah, he's not too far.
Not as far as
I don't want him to travel as far as I was traveling.
Yeah, now, you didn't, you can't fly any of those big planes, can you? Or?
Only in my mind.
So, tell us about this. How did you get the bug to fly?
I've always wanted to.
Yeah?
Since I was a kid. And you know how life goes. When you're younger, you've got all kinds of time, but you don't have the money.
Yeah.
And then you get into a career, and you've got some money, but you don't have any time. And about 15 years ago, everything came together. I said, I'm going to take the time, and I'm going to go learn to do it. So,
I'd love to learn. I think it, yeah.
Yes.
It's got to be scary at the beginning. Throwing yet scary?
It's exciting. I mean, you know, you have what they say, it's flying is pure pleasure punctuated by occasional moments of pure terror.
Tom, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think so.
I'm ready for that. It's very,
it's
very
like
safe,
training,
of course.
It's all about training, you train for the exceptions and over and over and over again. So, and not that I've had any exceptions, but flying is actually a very safe mode of transportation.
And what do you have? What kind of plane?
I have a Cessna 172. It's a four-seater. Okay. We've got there's five of us that own the plane, so it's a partnership.
That's great.
And it works out great. We've got a great group of people.
Where do you keep it?
Over in Mansfield.
Oh, great. So that's close.
Mansfield's a nice little airport. So, it's occasionally something I'll do for business if I have to go somewhere. Right. But, for the most part, it's just recreation. One of my favorite things is on a Sunday morning, get up early, fly over to Martha's Vineyard. There's a small grass strip on the south part of the island. Yeah. They have a little restaurant there. You come in, you land right next to the beach, go have some breakfast. You can taxi down and just walk 50 yards to the beach and fly home, looking at all the traffic on the way over. It's just a great way to go.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's great. I think Tom and I, we're going to make a reservation.
Breakfast.
Breakfast is.
That would be very nice. Yeah. That's awesome. And yet you can get back and forth. I mean, what's it take from Mansfield to the Vineyard?
That's about 35 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You're not to the bridge in 35 minutes.
Now, what's the farthest you've flown?
We've been out a couple of times to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which is every year they have the biggest gathering of pilots out there, and it's a huge aviation event. Yeah. And so we've been out there a couple of times. My son's also a pilot, so we kind of tag team flying out there. And we also have another business where we sell aircraft tie-down products, and we've actually been exhibitors out at Oshkosh doing that.
Oh, very good. That's excellent. Yeah, take advantage of it. You're going out there. Might as well sell some products.
That's kind of what got us into it. So
that's excellent. All right, so we know about your son, Adam, right?
Yep, that's
Adam in the plane, and you've been all over the place. What we want to do is we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and kind of get into a little more about how you came up with Fair Oaks Consulting. Once again, with Tom Crossley. Tom Reardon's here and Barry's here. And you're listening to BizBuzz on WMRC. Be right back. We are back. We need to do a live broadcast. We talked to Ray about this. Ray would probably kill me because he won't want to do it. From like a lake or a beach. We go right here. We go to Louisa. We want to swim in a...
We could do it from Martha's Vineyard.
Do on his plane.
Fly us to Martha's Vineyard.
Fly over to Martha's Vineyard. Do a remote.
How about Sunday morning?
Yeah, let's do it, brother. I'm in. We should do it from a water venue. That would be cool. As long as we don't get electrocuted. So anyway, we are back on BizBuzz, and Tom is here, Tom Crossley from Fair Oaks Consulting, a very accomplished pilot. He's going to be taking Tom and me to Martha's Vineyard for breakfast one of these days.
Sunday morning, I heard.
All right, so tell us how you came up with this. And I'm looking at your book. Obviously, this has something to do with flying, very apropos. If you're not flying, you're falling. What every business owner must know about IT support in choosing an honest, competent, responsive computer consultant. This is excellent. Small Business Owner's Guide for Finding a Professional, Competent, Honest, Considerate, On-Time, Fairly Priced, and Dependable Technology Team. I like that. You got all the right adjectives.
All the adjectives, yes, that's right.
All right, so tell us how this came to you while you were flying.
Come to mind with all that.
Yeah.
Well, Fair Oaks Consulting's a professional IT company, and we've been around since 1991, so we're going on 22 years now. Okay. It's something that's kind of grown from necessity back in the days before people really even knew what computers were.
Right.
And it actually started where I had a property management business, and decided to automate as much as I could because we were doing the old green sheet ledgers, and so I really didn't know anything about computers, but we got our first two computers, and there was nobody else around that could either A, help us fix them, or B, show us what to do with them, so we kind of were on our own to figure it out. Yeah. And it turned out that I was helping so many other people with their issues. After a point in time, I gave up the property management and got into the IT business.
And a lot of just practical, from what I was reading too and looking at the book, a lot of it's just practical common sense.
It's like everything in life. It's common sense. Yeah. You just have to think about what you're doing. And one of the advantages that I have is that I've been involved with several businesses. I was involved with larger industry, with GE.
Sure.
So when I come in and talk to a business owner, I can talk in business speak. I don't have to.
Right.
I don't get into the geek speak because everybody's eyes just glaze over, and you know that they don't care.
And you've got the IT people for that. You got when it gets into the technical stuff, they can do that.
But you
put it layman's terms.
Yes,
and
our whole crew does. You know, that's
excellent.
Something that we really emphasize. That whenever we talk with clients, we want to make sure that, you know, our biggest job is to educate the clients, because we find the best customers that we have are the educated customers. We're totally open and honest. We don't want to pull anything over on anybody. And the best way for us to work is if you know what we're doing.
Well, with any business, too, you're talking to people.
Yes.
And I get it a lot of times, different, not just computers, different things. They get so technical and everything. You know what? I just want it to work.
Right.
I tell people I've been driving for ever. And when I put the car in R, it goes backwards. I put it in D, it goes forward. I don't know how that happens, and I don't care. And that's what you need, somebody who's going to come in and fix your problem and not try to snowball you with all their fancy words or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, how'd you come up with the book?
Basically, it's just a collection of information that's been put together over the years. We've had a lot of free reports that people can download from us, and we kind of assembled everything into one comprehensive guide about, you know, what is it that you should look for when you're hiring somebody to do your IT.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm looking at that. And it just came out this year.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, excellent. This is brand new.
Brand new.
This is very good. I mean, very, very practical advice. Now, and I'm looking at some of the things we talk about, you know. Obviously, the big idea is, and there's all kinds of prices for a network system, and you're trying to make these decisions. You know, I guess one of the big questions is, you know, how can a business owner get the most value, you know, for their IT? You know, what do you really need to be thinking about? I mean, basic stuff, right?
That is a great question.
Right.
First of all, whatever you do with your network, be proactive about it.
Okay.
Whenever you're talking about security, don't skimp on your security. Do whatever you have to do to protect your data.
Right.
And lastly, just educate yourself. We do constant training, constant reading up on the trade journals. Those four things are the things that every business owner needs to do to effectively manage their network.
You talk about off-site, data, I guess, warehousing and storage, it's keeping your backup off-site. That's a big thing, huh?
Backup is huge. I'll tell you a quick story. Years ago, I mentioned the property management company. We moved everything online. We got rid of all of our hard copy stuff. It was great. What used to take me a week to do, I pressed a couple of buttons. We had those old dot matrix printers, and checks would print out, reports would print out, rent rolls were taken care of. It was wonderful. And then the hard drive crashed. Now, back then, we didn't even know what a hard drive was. I mean, that was trying to get to the Cape on the weekend was a hard drive.
Unless you're flying.
With Tom.
So we lost everything. I mean, everything. And we didn't have a backup. Nobody preached about backups back then.
Nobody knew.
And I've told this story before, but I was on the phone to 250 tenants. Excuse me, did you pay your rent this month?
Oh, my gosh.
Of course
okay.
I did.
That'll kill your business. It kills the business.
Yeah.
Luckily, we survived by the skin of our teeth. It took us almost a year to get back on track.
Wow.
And a frightening statistic, 93% of the businesses that lose their data file for bankruptcy within a year.
Oh my gosh.
93%.
93%.
So I was lucky. As for everything that I went through, I consider myself lucky because I was one of the 7%. So there's several things that every business owner needs to know about mm-hmm. their backup. There are some key components, some critical components that you want to make sure you have for your backup. For example, you want to make sure you have your backup on-site local.
Right.
You want to make sure that you also have an off-site backup to the cloud.
Right, we talked about
cloud. You need to have the ability to get at your, not just your data, but your programs. If most business owners think about it, if you're backing up your system and all you're backing up is your data and something happens to your server or your building, your data doesn't do you any good with the program without the programs that run it.
Yeah.
So in your HVAC business, if you're running a billing system of some sort, sure. having the file that's got all your customer information doesn't help you if you don't have the program that opens up that file.
So a lot of very, very easy practical stuff. And then, you know, you're right here, you're local, of course, you're in Milford. Once again, we really push that around this area. Yeah. You know, you're a local guy, you know the area, you know the local businesses, you know what their pain is. And you can put it into practical sense. Now, this is something, too, I wanted to mention. We've got just about a minute left. Obviously, something that I think would be great for people that want to learn a little more and actually meet you in person. Our next Mac match, before I forget, our next Chamber Mac match, this is our noontime events that we do, and Tom, you go to them as well, is going to be with you, Tom Crossley. Funny enough how that happened. Anyway, it's going to be on Thursday, August 8th. Thursday, August 8th, so a few weeks down the road. We're going to be at the Alamo, once again. So right here in Milford at the Alamo restaurant. Starts about 11:45, and we're going to talk about, well, basically what's going on, what you just mentioned. You're going to share 12 little-known facts that every business owner must know about data backup and disaster recovery. So this is perfect. This is a great way to really talk to you and get a little more input. And, you know, especially this area, and our chamber is made up so heavily of small business owners.
Yeah.
This is what you need to know. Nobody wants to think about it, but when it happens, like you said, the disaster could really wipe you out. 93%, huh?
93%. Yeah. And within a year, 40% of small businesses have some sort of a hack on their network.
Right,
and
that's something we didn't talk about.
Most people even know that they had their network hacked.
The phishing or virus or spam or whatever.
So many things. So I'd just like to mention real quick,
yeah.
if anybody wants to get a free report on
yes.
what to look for with your IT support, just give me a call. The number is 774-222-5500, 774-222-5500, or just log on to fairoaksconsulting.com, and you can contact me that way.
Excellent.
And one more thing, we're organizing a free lunch and learn next month.
Ooh.
On... Don't be one of the 7%, protecting your company's data. So if you're interested in that, please give me a call, and we'll get an invitation out to you.
Awesome. So once again, you can contact Tom, and also don't forget, Thursday, August 8th, we're going to have our Mac match, and Tom's going to do an excellent presentation on a lot of these topics. So thank you again, Tom Crossley from Fair Oaks Consulting, and good stuff. And also, you need to go get in touch with Tom. Just call the chamber, and we'll get you guys connected. Good
Terrific.
Stuff.
Well, Barry, Tom, I want to thank you for having me here. It's
very good.
It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and thanks again. And we're going to be back with Tina Keith and Ed Tavares from Care Providers Visiting Nurse Agency. You're listening to BizBuzz on WMRC.